guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I'm going to tell you guys tonight, I'm going to read a viewer email, and then I'm going to read a little bit about a story. This is a story I'd normally save for my Odd Man Out, my other news channel, but it directly relates to the email that I've gotten today, so I'm going to tie the two stories together. And tonight we're going to talk about why casually dating is even risky today. You know, as a guy myself that doesn't want to do long-term relationship, I don't want to cohabitate, I don't want to get married again. A lot of guys will say, yeah, but what about the old hit it and quit it? What about casually or friends with benefits, that kind of thing? And I want to talk about that tonight because, you know, again, we talk about statistics and there are so many people that are casually dating today that the odds of this happening to you may not be that good, but it's still something you need to know about. And specifically, the I want to say, there's nothing, no science that backs this up, but there's part of me that says the more easily or the easier the girl, the easier you can get yourself into trouble, if that makes any sense. I've never met somebody that I got to know and we were friends or we had to go on multiple dates and I had to get them to know them a little bit before we even got kind of the hookup thing going. Because if somebody, you know, I've gone on a couple dates where you kind of go, oh, no, like you're cute or you're hot or whatever, but I'm not, no, this is not going to happen. When you meet somebody that's like that, you know you've hit the pinnacle of the crazy scale. Let me read the email, and then I'll kind of talk a little bit more about this so you know where I'm coming from here. So one of you guys wrote, there's this girl I've been working on as a friends with benefit type relationship. She says she's lonely and depressed about that. Okay, first off the bat, if you ask me, hey man, are you lonely and or depressed or sad? No. Okay. Are you single? Yes. Hypothetically, would you date somebody? Sure. Okay. That's a good mental place to get involved with somebody. Where a bad mental place to get involved with somebody is I'm lonely and I need somebody else to make me not lonely anymore. Or she says she's lonely and she wants somebody else to become part of her life. Because what that means usually is maybe I got broken up with, the female, the girl saying this, that either she got broken up with and now she doesn't want to be alone. She's lonely, so she's looking for somebody else. Or something else happened to the relationship. But either way, now she's alone and she doesn't want to be. And women, usually, if a woman is single and she does want to meet somebody and start dating, it's easier for them to do so. So if a woman says she's lonely and she's bummed out about it, that's a red flag, not a good sign already. If you had said, I'm working on a friends with a relationship, she's cool, she's funny, she's chill about things, and life is good, we'd be in a different world. But as soon as she's saying that things are not good for her already, you're going to get pulled into that not good, just as usual. She's on meds. There we go. Like, again, if warning bells are not going off for you here, be advised. But you know, this is where guys, so yeah, but it's just a hit it, quit. It's friends with benefits. It's all casual. So it's not like I'm falling in love. It's not like I'm even going to get any emotionally involved. We're just going to be having fun. And she's a friend. That's it. That's where a lot of guys thought, and his is here. He even admits it. That's his thought process is, look, man, I just want something casual. But I'm telling you that the lonely thing is a flag and meds flag. What's she on meds for? Is it for the sadness kind of stuff, or is it, you know, maybe to even things out because she might be a little bipolar or something or other. Who knows? Okay. She's a, quote, model, been doing alternative photo shoots and stuff. Okay. I really don't want to come across as razzing on you, but I have to a little bit because right now, anyone over the age of 18 that is willing to pull their thong up between their butt cheeks a little bit and take photos on Instagram is a model doing alternative photo shoots, just so you know. Like, this is, it's a very common thing to be said, and many women think of, now even cute girls think of themselves as model. She's not a model, unless she gets paid a lot of money for it. So ask her to show her one of her paychecks from modeling. Then if you see one, we'll call her a model. I've seen her work, revealing but not naked stuff. Maybe I should specify alternative for you. She's pierced and tattooed. I don't mind since I'm two. I don't mind since I am two, and I hold women to the same respect I hold myself. So bring them on, those tattooed women. Okay, you know, some guys like ink on a girl. I've seen it done a few cases where it was interesting. Like, it wasn't a detractor for me. For me personally, it doesn't do anything. But if that's your thing, you're okay. Depending on what the piercing is too, because if it's in, you know, the usually, we'll call it the bathing suit zones, right? Piercing there can be another, hey, she's really wild and crazy, which again, and also very comfortable with her own sexuality, which can also be like a red flag there. I don't mind, let's see, where were we? Anyway, I'm losing track. She has a 10-year-old son. Okay, so single mom. That's a, you know, there, another flag there, which I get along with, and I think he likes me. Okay, be careful here. Be careful here, because if you become friends with the son, you may be fine with it, and she may be fine with it. But remember, this is a 10-year-old young man that may look up to you. He may not look up to you as a father figure, but he may look up to you as whether it's a parental figure or a mature adult. You know, when you're 10 years old and somebody says they're 16, you're like, holy crap, an adult. And when you're 16 and someone is 25, you're like, that's an adult. And then when you're 25, you realize, wow, man, 35 or 40, that's kind of, you're just old at that point. I'm already an adult. And then when you get to be about my age, 47, you're like, I'm still not an adult. I've met 50-year-olds and 35-year-olds, and no one is responsible. A lot of them, I mean, think how many people you disagree with over politics or dating or whatever, right? Okay? These are the people out there that are the adults. But to a young man, and I don't know your age, but to a young man that's 10, if you get too close, it can be very disappointing and or very sad for him if he gets close to you and you two don't work out. So I would be really careful here that either you need to stay completely in the friend zone with her if you want to be friends with this young man and get to know him and be a good mentor and a good, I don't know your friends or your relationship with this woman. That's why I'm talking as if you guys are friends, because you said friends with benefits. But if you're going to be involved with this young man's life, do so responsibly and be a good role model. But just be careful, because he may, you know, bond to you in some way. So just be very, very careful with that. So I get along with, and I think he likes me. Right away, as I said, I was going only going for an FWB, friends with Benny's, kind of relationship. Today, she informed me she has an OnlyFans account. Okay, now this is about the point where I go, dude, are you trolling me? Okay, because now you're dumping a bucket full of red flags on the field. They're all over the place. Okay, but I'm gonna keep going on, because you know what? I've dated, when in my younger years, in my 20s, I have definitely dated some women that could be like this. So I'm not saying you're trolling me. It's just crazy how many red flags this girl has. But I've done it too. I will not lie. When I was in the military, man, some of the girls that I went out with and some of the girls that I got with and hooked up with, same thing. It would have been a dump truck backing up red flags. So we're going to keep going here. Okay, she has an OnlyFans account. But here's the thing. Earlier you said, though, that she's a model, but it's revealing, but not kind of naked stuff. But here you're saying that she has an OnlyFans. So apparently, I'm assuming she's showing more on the OnlyFans, because if you just show bathing suits, you're not going to get any fans and you're not only going to get any tips. So I'm assuming there's some more risque photos there, which in that case shows that she's not shy or reserved at all about her body. The problem is that when somebody says that they're lonely and they're sad and they've got issues along those lines, but then you've got somebody that is putting themselves out as a model, and even if that's on Instagram or whatever, look at her photos on Instagram. Are a lot of them her? Selfies are not healthy. Okay, what they're doing is they're saying, here's a picture of me. They're putting it out on these dating sites. They're saying, please validate me. And they're fishing for likes. And if they get less likes over time, they're going to be miserable because they're not feeling as liked. Now with the OnlyFans account, same thing. She's comfortable with herself, physically putting it all out there to be judged and to be liked and to try to make money out of it. But again, she says she's lonely and she's sad. These are not good combinations that go together. All right, these are not healthy. These are not healthy trends, and one being attached to another is not a good sign. More than likely, she's either codependent, meaning that she needs to be in a relationship and needs someone around for her to feel good about herself. She needs that validation. She's not okay being by herself and looking in the mirror every day and living with herself. And that could also mean she's a covert narcissist. Covert narcissists, she's attention-seeking as a model. She's attention-seeking as an OnlyFan. She's telling you that she's lonely so that you spend time with her. Those are all three ways that, and many, many more, like having multiple partners without telling the person you're with, so on and so forth. Those are all ways that she can try to get attention as a covert narcissist. She needs external validation to survive, really, to be in the right state of mind. So there are a ton of legit warning signs here. The other thing is, too, when you try to leave a covert narcissist or a codependent, depending on their mental state, they can dox you, they can lie to your friends and say that you've done things that you haven't done. And the point that I'm going to get to after this is they can even make false charges against you or threaten false charges against you if you don't play by their rules. But we're going to touch more on that in a minute. I'm reconsidering the friends with benefit arrangement because I'm fully aware that somewhere along the way she will ask for more, like a father figure for her son, which we talked about, like, are we a unit or not, right? Stray away, my answer to that, if the question comes, would be F no, settling down for her and her son. Right, because you watch content like mine, you know what time it is, right? So I know that you're not like, oh, should I date her or marry her? I get that. But even casual here, we need to talk about that in a second. Here's my question. What would you do in a similar situation? Okay. Honestly, what I would do in a similar situation, if you like this person as a person, if you want to, be friends with them and maybe give that young man a person that to spend some time with, like almost like a what do they call him? A big brother, right? So like the Big Brother organization where an adult can go in and you sponsor a child. Take him out fishing, take him out doing outdoor activities, teach him what it's like to be a man, give him a good father figure, so on and so forth. I think you, in your situation, I would probably, in your situation, I would walk away, to be quite frank. I would just be like, there's a whole lot of nope here and I'm out. But that's me. So now you know, that's what I would do in your situation, a whole lot of nope. But depending on where you are, I would either a whole lot of nope or if you like this young man, you would like to spend time mentoring, teaching, and helping a young man, but you're not necessarily wanting kids of your own, and you decide, you know what, she's cool enough that I can hang with and just be friends with, then I would say do that. But that is the max. That is the max. And again, I'm going to touch on more in a minute. Tell myself at least she's honest about her OnlyFans account. Yeah, she's honest. She has given me the option to hit and quit. Stick around because she's good company, friend zone her, or GTFO. Okay, so you almost did everything in the opposite of what I... So you say hit and quit, stick around because she's good company, friend zone her, GTFO. Okay, the order I would do is the exact opposite. I would GTFO first. Second, I would friend zone her. Third, I would stick around because she's good company. And fourth is when I'd hit it and quit it. And I would not even make that an option for you. Okay, I just would not do that. It's not smart. It's not safe because these are the type of people when they have so many instabilities and so many red flags and so many problems in their life, she is going to one way or another make your life a living nightmare. Okay. Whether it's he did this to me and you really didn't, but she may blame you of it. Or she may say bad things about you on social media or between multiple friends. There are cases like this, and I know of somebody personally where they were going to leave their ex, at the time wife, they were going to leave the ex and just get a divorce. And she said, if you do that, I'll call the cops and I'm going to make some allegations and say you did these bad things to me and you'll never see your kids again. Right. Okay. So this is a person that I could see doing that. And it doesn't matter how nice she is to your face, because no one ever marries a crazy person. They just don't. People don't, oh, she's a completely nuts. I'm going to marry her today. No, that doesn't happen. They're able to tamp it down and kind of hide it as, oh, I'm a little sad, or I take medications, or I, whatever. But when all these things blow up all at once, it's going to rain down on you like a parade. And the story I was going to put, I'm going to show you this real quick. One of my viewers sent this in, and this is from sportsillustrated.com. So in the wrestling world here, you see more allegations of bad things surface within pro wrestling industry. A lot of the female wrestlers are coming out saying a lot of the male wrestlers did things to them. And that if the female wrestlers at the time said, if we came out and said anything about this happening, we might have had a hard time getting gigs, or we might have been fired. So we didn't say anything. But now, in one case, 2016, another one 2014, but now we're going to say something about it, because we're not working, or we've all decided, hey, you know what, we're comfortable enough, we feel like we could say something. Now, here's the thing. If this really did happen, it's awful, and it should be taken care of by the law. That's why we have the law. If it didn't happen, well, these are just allegations. But I want you to see these tweets here that these women have posted. Let me get to one of them. Candy Cartwright. I'm posting this because I've been so sad for so long. I didn't realize that what he did to me was not okay. I realize now, reading these other brave women's stories, that I can't be afraid anymore and I have to speak out. Was it really wrong what he did? Or is she being convinced by the other women, hey, you know what? But if you weren't comfortable at the time, or if you regret it at the time, right? Then she says, okay, I didn't know that if I regretted it, that it counts as some bad actions. So I'm going to step out and say something. And I don't, there's another link here. Let me see if I have that link here for you, because there's another link here where right on Twitter, I'm posting this because I've been so sad so long, so on and so forth. Okay, this has 2,000 likes. And somebody posts down below this, like, sounds like you should take this to the police, not Twitter, and so on and so forth. But my whole point is here, right? And this is not to give her a hard time. And I'm not outing her, because this is in an article here on Sports Illustrated. But these allegations that are coming out, here's the problem, and here's why they're scary. Back in the day when I was casually dating and doing my fun back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I don't know of any circumstance that this happened, but this is before the days of social media and Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff. If you did something that a woman was uncomfortable with or had some regrets, you might hear it from her and she might say, hey, you know, I wasn't really, and again, this didn't happen. I'm using this as an example. I didn't feel comfortable with this, or this happened, and I wish you hadn't, or like, I really wasn't ready to, you know, do this or that, right? And you could have the chance to say, man, I didn't know, I'm so sorry, and so on, and you work through it, right? Or she says, I'm just too uncomfortable, I don't want to see you again. Game over. And then if you had done something legit wrong, she would have gone to the police, they would have, you know, done an interview, and depending on how soon after the event, they could have done a kit on her, right? And tested for DNA and all that. The problem is today with social media, the first person they contact is their Twitter account, and the second person they contact is their Facebook account, and the third person they contact, right? And why do they do that? Validation. They do it for validation and attention. Now, even if it really happened or if it really didn't happen, it's hard to say, but either way, why are you telling tens of thousands of people this happened to you? Now, some women say we do it so that others know that if this has happened to them, that they should share this and they should know to watch out for this. Okay, we're going to go with that. But if that's legit, why not go to the police first, get a case opened up first, then the news has a story about the lawsuits pending first, then the lawsuit comes to a conclusion, and either you've won the case or you've lost the case. And then if you lose the case, you can't say anything, because otherwise that would be defamatory and you might get sued for that. And if you win the case, then you can say something. Or if you decide to talk about it, you say, you know, I had this situation. I won't say who with, but I had this situation happen to me. And I want you women to know that if you're uncomfortable with this or that, I'm fine with that. Get that out there if that's your message. But the first thing they're doing, and a lot of, I'm going to put the link down below here. The first thing, they're like legit calling out, not in the tweets per se, they're not talking about the individuals, but the stories are already coming out about like who's getting released and other people that are in trouble and so on and so forth. But I don't see where any lawsuits are pending or any investigations are pending. So they're all being judged by the court of public opinion. So for that fact alone, I would say with your young lady that you're talking to here, do not get involved. Because you know what? Everything might go fine now and things may not work out in 3-4 months. And you say, well, hey, you know what? I had a good time. She was fun to hang out with and so on and so forth. And everything left fine. We just broke up on good terms or whatever. And 7 years from now, you may be sitting in your living room. Ding dong, you open the door and there's the police. Or you're on one of your social media accounts or something. And all of a sudden, there's accusations made against you. And even if you are found not to be guilty, the court of public opinion has already made up their mind about you. And you're going down the drain, man. You're going to have a hard time getting jobs and all these other problems. Now, out of all that that I just explained, what's the only reason you're thinking of circumventing all of that? For a little bit of action downstairs. Now, what I just described to you, if that sounds worth a little bit of action downstairs, good luck to you. But for the rest of us guys, hey, this is what we need to remember and this is what we need to know about. So that's why we vet women. You know, back in the day, they used to say, girls, if you go to meet a guy, meet him in a public place so he can't do bad things to you. Okay, nowadays I say, guys, make sure to meet her in a public place because if she's a little bit loony bin and she's not quite right, you need to go on multiple dates in public areas and do not spend time alone with her. Do not take her back to your place for that casual thing because, yeah, you know what, 99.99% of the time you're going to be fine. But it's that 0.1% that'll get you. And you know what else? You might think you're fine until 3 or 5 years later. And then all of a sudden you got a surprise coming. So, and don't even mention getting trapped with a little one that she says, nope, I'm BC. You know, I'm on the pill or whatever. You don't have to worry about that. But she's not. Then you're trapped. Dude, this just walk away. Just walk away and stay safe. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can help me is follow, comment, share, like, whatever, tweet about it. Hit the subscribe and notification button as well. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you know, I know it sounds fun. It sounds casual. It sounds easy. But you never know. It could really, really ruin the rest of your life all for a little bit of action. Not worth it.